In recent days, the Federation and BASS has had a little bit of discussion going on, and with me today is Dean Kessel from BASS. And Dean, thank you for coming on the program with me.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Don Ruck's open letter, and I know this isn't something that just transpired. This is probably something that you guys have been working on.
Well, Don's open letter to the Federation membership was dealing specifically with one incident. We've had some issues in the past, like any growing business with certainly its stakeholders, but Don's letter specifically addressed a situation that we felt like we could not address directly, and we did so with the open letter as it relates to the divisional reps stepping into a role that they really weren't empowered to be in, and in directing the states to withhold funds to BASS for their state membership dues, and we just felt like we had to act quickly and decisively, and we feel like we've done that.
Well, there's been a number of years the divisional reps have been there. I mean, if you think about it, I think probably 5 or 6 years there have been divisional reps, and prior to that, I think BASS, basically dealt with the presidents directly. Now, with this latest announcement from Don, does that mean you're going back to the presidents, or how is this going to work?
We've actually been going back to the presidents for quite some time now. We have communicated directly with them for the past couple years. You're accurate in saying that there was a divisional representation group put in place. Hasn't been 5 years ago. It's probably more like three and a half. But just because of communication challenges that we've had over the years, about a year and a half ago, we decided to deal directly with all the states. And we included the divisional reps in any communication as well. But we felt like it was important to speak directly to them. It worked for 30-plus years, and we feel like it certainly could continue to work from that extent as well.
Well, the Federation, vital part of BASS, probably the thing that has made BASS, grow as quickly as it has, at least from my perspective. You've got the conservation issues and all that kind of stuff. Of course, we have the pro-fishing stuff as well. But in reality, the Federation is kind of the grassroots of BASS, and I'm sure you're putting a lot of emphasis there.
Absolutely, Terry. It's fundamental to what we do and how we operate. So, I don't want anybody to take from our comments or our actions that the Federation is not an important part of our business. It absolutely is. This was an issue that came up, an issue that we had to deal with and have dealt with decisively, and now we move on our way. And we've already been in communication with the Federation presidents and with the youth directors and the conservation directors on things we're doing moving forward. So in our opinion, it was something that had to be dealt with, and it was, and now it's back to business, and that's exactly what we're doing. But I don't want anybody to misinterpret what we're saying here with our statement and with our action. The Federation is vitally important to us. It has been ever since Ray Scott started it several years ago, and will continue to be. And it's the conduit to our youth programs. It's the conduit to a ton of things we do from a conservation perspective, and from the 2,800 clubs that are across the country. So it's very important to us.
Well, if you could clarify for me, Dean, in that letter there was a comment made about if you don't have your money in by the 31st, that you may be subject to not being able to fish if you have representation at the National Federation Championship. Could you kind of give me a little information on that? I mean, are you looking to kind of straighten the ship up, or what exactly is happening there?
That language is consistent with the way clubs have to reaffiliate every year. So it's nothing new. It's nothing that was put into the letter that nobody didn't know about. The reaffiliation process that takes place on an annual basis, all those rosters have to be in by the 31st. Otherwise, you're not in good standing. It just so happens that this year, the 31st, falls just before we have the Federation National Championship, which typically has been held later in the year, but we moved it this past year in order to line up with the Classic being in February. We really wanted to give the Federation Championship the highlight that it warrants as being the last six folks to qualify for the Classic. So that was the rationale for moving the schedule around. This incident has occurred at a time where the dues are due, like they're due every year at the same time. So it's not something that we said in this letter, hey, by the way, it's going to be due now. This is something that's been due at the same time every year for decades.
Well, Dean, I agree with you on that, but I know several states have said that they didn't really, either were late or something like that, or there was a grace period, some of those kind of things. Is that still the case, or are you guys, you're saying, wait a minute now, we got to get, so everybody's treated the same way, you can't be late anymore, or what exactly is going on with that?
I think it's been worked on a case-by-case basis. If there are incidences in the past that you weren't able to get the rosters in on time, that we'd work with you. I think it's important for these states to, especially given the amount of misinformation that may or may not be out there, that they react quickly and swiftly. And so there is no gray area this time. So our actions are not anything about keeping anglers from fishing the Federation National Championship. This is not a power play on our behalf. This is course of business. The action that these divisional reps took forced us to be act swiftly, as I've said before, and that's the rationale for what we're doing right now. So we want to make sure everything's buttoned up before we head into the new year, just like we do every year in the past.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, from the standpoint, it is if they were going to withhold those fees and some of those kind of things. But the guys that qualify for this year that are going to fish in January, haven't they already paid their dues in 2005?
They have, but as I said a moment ago, to have your affiliation continue, which makes you eligible, because you have to be a member in good standing, the eligibility process is at the end of December here, December 31st. So, yes, they fished, they paid their dues at that point. Well, this championship falls in the next calendar year, so as a course of business, you've got to keep that ball rolling, and they've got to be re-eligible or re-affiliated through the process that's been in place for decades.
Yeah, that makes good sense. Now, let's talk a little bit going forward. You know, you've had this issue come up, and you guys are dealing with that, you know, from the corporate level. You know, the federations are doing their thing and trying to figure out with the Bass Federation, Inc., what exactly that plays out. But you guys have got a map and a strategy, I'm sure, for the federation. Could you let us in on a little bit of what's going on and some of the things you've got planned for the championship and some of those kind of things?
Well, the championship's going to be big for us, and we've, you know, as it always is, because it sends six great anglers to the World Championship of Bass Fishing. So that's an important time for us as well. But also with some of the things that we're working on, we want to have some conversations with we use the national championship as a platform and an opportunity to talk to our leadership. You know, both the conservation directors are there upon occasion, youth directors are there upon occasion as well, and the federation president. So can't go into any specifics right now, Terry, but just rest assured we are working on some plans that we think will build the federation, continue to make it one of the staples that we have in our portfolio at Bass, and one of the strongest components that we have at Bass as well. So I can't go into a lot of details right now, Terry, but rest assured what we want to do is come out with a bigger and better federation program.
Well, after 35-plus years of the federation, I can see that, you know, that's the things that are important to the guys out there I know that are fishing in the grassroots guys. You know, the Brian Kershaw story has probably made more dreams than you could ever imagine, you know, getting to fish in that national championship with the potential of fishing in the Classic and maybe winning it. You know, there have been a lot of guys close, but there's only been one Brian Kershaw.
Absolutely. No, that's the American dream. It really is. I mean, you know, it's analogous to what you see the U.S. amateur champion playing along, you know, Tiger Woods in the Masters. I mean, that's what every angler's dream is, and we certainly want to keep enabling people to dream that dream and have an opportunity to fish the Classic and follow in the footsteps of Brian. So nothing that's transpired over the past week or so is going to change any of that.
Well, you know, Dean, as you read these things, you know, of course we get the press releases, and of course the Bassmaster website has the open letter on it, you know, and as a media person, you look at it and, you know, you have one side or the other side that you really look at. And in reality here, what we're trying to do today, and I think you've done a good job of explaining Bass's side, exactly, you know, what went into the decision and some of those kind of things, which makes it, you know, if you're not talking and you're not talking to the people as individuals, sometimes you don't know that.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to do so.
Well, I appreciate you being with us. Now, getting ready for the Classic in February, that's got to be something that's new and exciting for you as well.
It's going to be phenomenal. We had a fantastic Classic in Pittsburgh just a few months ago, and we're expecting even a better show down here in the Kissimmee area as well. As you know, Lake Tahoe, that time of year, I fully expect us to break every record in the Classic record book from a fish catching perspective during that time frame, and everybody down here is getting excited about it. And in fact, we had Takahiro in our office here earlier today visiting us. He was down here prior to the Open Championship. We had Kevin Van Dam and Aaron Martins that dropped by when they were down here doing a program with Disney as well. So everybody down here is excited about it, looking forward to it, and should be just a phenomenal showcase.
Well, Dean, we appreciate you being with us, and thanks a lot for being with us at Bass Fan Radio.
Okay, Terry, thank you.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.